A missionary priest one day gave me a cross, and he shared that as a seminarian one day, he found himself in an antique store. And as he was browsing deep in the corner, almost on its own, in all that darkness, he said, "I found this cross. It was neglected, abandoned, tossed to the side, like so many of us. May the cross of Jesus Christ save you." And that night, on my knees, I pondered my whole life and just reviewed my life that evening, and I saw how many times the cross of Jesus Christ saved me. We all sing, "Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna." We are crying out from the ache, from the Calvary inside of us. In all our pain, in all our weary, we are crying out, "Come, Lord, come save us." Plant that cross on the Calvary inside of us so that the precious blood from your side may heal our wounds, because by his wounds we are healed. And may that precious water that comes from your side wash us and cleanse us and make us whole and make us clean. We are asked to reflect on our own lives, and how many times has the cross of Jesus Christ saved you? Yes, like Jesus, we too can feel abandoned, betrayed, rejected, neglected, tossed to the side, forgotten. But we know that God will never abandon us, that God loves us, that he sent his son to heal us, to reconcile us, to make us whole once again. May the cross of Jesus Christ save you. May it save us all.